We're here with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry it has taken us all too long to get together, but I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt, by the way, will be with us in a few minutes. The Venerable Robina Curtin, welcome to the Radio Cafe. You've been on, you've been here several times before.
Absolutely. Happy to be back.
So you are here in Santa Fe teaching Buddhist practice in conjunction with the Declaration of Independence, the 4th of July, and the whole idea of what is real independence.
Is that what they called us? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Getting a little bit of static, it's okay.
Yeah, okay, sure.
It'll go away.
Okay, good.
So what is real independence?
Well, you know, this word for the Buddha, this is the word they use, liberation, independence. It's an internal thing. Knowing yourself and getting past your unhappiness and knowing you can change yourself and therefore be happy regardless. I suppose that's the simplest way to put it. And I think that's something we all like, wouldn't mind being like.
It's funny that to me that Buddhism has so many paradoxes, and one is independence and also interdependence.
Well, there you go, that's right, isn't it? Well, that's kind of the irony. The way they'd say it is by seeing that everything is interdependent, you become independent. I mean, just not to sound clever, but it's true. No, it's very true. It's because we're stuck in our own lonely, little, bereft, unhappy little ego that we're actually stuck and frozen and not independent at all. But when we kind of open up and connect with others, that's, I think, when more relaxed, easygoing.
What is the nature of that process? I mean, you and I can sit here at the Santa Fe Baking Company and talk about seeing all things, and I'm not getting up from the table any more liberated than I was when I sat down.
That's exactly right. Yeah, well, it's good. I think it's good to. It's sort of like if no one's ever heard of cooking or baking, and then you first have to be inspired by hearing about the delicious taste, but then you have to have the recipe, don't you? So it's good to be inspired. So I think the first thing is half the battle in our culture is we don't think it's possible to be happy. We don't think it's possible to change our minds. You know, we think we're stuck with what we've got, isn't it? We're stuck with the husband and the house and the this and the that, and this is the way my life is. So I think even the first thing is to realize it's possible that I can know my own mind and change it. I mean, it's down to that, actually. Of course, it's all that.
There's a bunch of steps after that.
Well, that's the
first step. I mean, it sounds like sort of almost the AA first step, realizing that you're powerless.
Well, maybe realizing you can change. Maybe we'd say it the other way.
Right.
Well, you know, just to put it in really ordinary words, which is so important, all this meditation business comes in, you know. I mean, the very first type of meditation in Buddhism, which is thousands of years prior, pre-Buddha, he took it from the Hindus. It's learning how to concentrate. I mean, really, it's just a psychological technique, you know. If you learn that, learn how to concentrate, you learn to see your own mind a bit, you learn to know what's good in there that makes you kind and makes you useful to others, and you see the stuff in there that makes you miserable and makes you harmful to others, and you deal with that. That's the essence of it. It's the hardest job we'll ever do, but that's the essence of it.
There's a lot of different kinds of concentration. So one of the kinds of concentration is what you have when you're, let's say, fighting one of the fires in Los Alamos.
Yes, exactly.
Or sure. Kinds of concentration when you're when you're driving.
I think it's the same.
But is it the
same? It's the same. Same. It's just that it's maybe easier for us when we're using our body, because you can, you know, it's much harder because the mind is more subtle. Thoughts are raging like crazy and you're sitting with your body quiet. And then because you're sitting quiet, the tendency is to space out. So it's much harder, I think, but it's the same concentration, the same capacity. And when we're really forced to, then, like, because you're forced to if you're fighting a fire, and you're forced to concentrate even if you're crazy, if you're driving a car. So it proves we can do it, you know, when conditions force you to do it, but it shows we can do it. We can do it.
You have been working for many years with prisoners.
Right.
Are you still doing that?
I handed over the job of running our organization to someone else. I've still got contact, but it's still very much a meaningful thing for me. Yeah.
What has drawn you to that work, and what's it like?
Well, there's really where you can see about real independence. It started because a young Mexican gangster who'd heard about Buddhism wrote to me. This was 15 years ago. So there are these people in prison who want to look at their minds, or in these situations for whatever reason, and this is where you can really show that the independence is not external, it's internal, you know. Very inspiring, because when people are in really bad situations, like, as they said, it's their wake-up call. So it really inspires me to show no matter how bad we get, we can do something about it internally. They can't get themselves out of prison, but they can change their minds.
Right. One of the things that I've noticed is that people who are Buddhist teachers in a lot of ways, they are just the way they were before they became Buddhist teachers.
I think so. Ordinary.
You were a tough cookie. And you still are.
There you go. I know one of my Mexican friends, when I first met him, he was very nervous about meeting a Buddhist nun, and I behaved very nicely. I wasn't doing anything wrong. But he wrote later and said he was so relieved to know I had a wild side. So that's maybe good.
Well, it goes to show that you can't... I mean, there are some people, I think, who get into this stuff and feel that they're supposed to be meek and sweet and all those kinds of things.
Oh, that's too hideous for words. I couldn't... That's just completely schizophrenic, I think. So faking it, you know, it's just absurd. You've got to be natural. Got to be authentic. Just that we've got to clean up the mess internally and come right back to being our own nature, but in a better way, you know.
So what like, in your life, what did change?
Being harming others with my anger, being jealous, being depressed, being proud and arrogant, therefore making a mess with what you do in your life, you know. So that's what's changed. That's really what the Buddha's dealing with, and that's what I've attempted to kind of mold my mind into a better shape, so that then my body and speech is more useful. That's a simple way to put it. And that's what Buddhist work is.
Having done it for as long as you have, and you've been at it for over 3 decades, do you ever, how shall I say this, do you ever feel like you're slipping back into your old depressed or jealous or angry self?
I think you feel like you do. You go up and you get all excited, you think you're doing well, and then something comes and you get punched in the nose again, and you go down again. But I think it's sort of like you're keeping moving forward, but you're falling down, moving forward. And that's just the way the human mind is, you know, because you've got to relax sometimes and, yeah. No, I think moving forward all the time.
We're talking to Robina Curtin, and she, Venerable Robina Curtin, a title.
It's just a title for Buddhist monks and nuns.
For Buddhist monks and nuns, so it's different from Rinpoche or Lama or one of those things.
Yeah, Lama's a name for your teacher.
Oh, okay.
Means teacher. Yeah.
Well, she will be teaching Real Independence, Breaking Free of the Ego, and it's at the Forum Theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And tonight's teaching is free. It's from 7 to 9, and it's free and open to the community. And then there are events all day tomorrow, 10 to 12:30, and then 2:30 to 5, Saturday and Sunday, with a suggested donation. For more information, people can call 660-7056. That's a Santa Fe number, 505-660-7056. So what are you doing with your time? Are you pretty much on the road, so to speak?
I am, yeah.
Spreading independence?
Last year I was based in India for a year, resident teacher at a center in Dharamsala, where the Dalai Lama is. And now I'm just on the road, an old hippie with one bag and climbing on aeroplanes. And just, I've been in Russia, Europe, England, Denmark, New York, Raleigh, and now I'm here. And now I'm going to D.C. after this.
Having this overview of different people all over the world, what do you see? Do you see some what you might call like psychic hotspots where people are having a lot of trouble?
I think Russians are pretty crazy.
Really?
But they were amazing. I've never seen such insane traffic in all my life. But they're these big, strong people with big hearts. And I was there for 2 weeks, and they had me teaching every single day till 10:30 at night. And every weekend, they were just hungry, you know. So that was inspiring.
Well, there's something about the people who have the most trouble
seem
to be the most hungry
the
meditation practice.
Same with the prisoners. They're still on the edge of their seat. They cannot get enough. Because when you really know, you're kind of, you know, you've fallen down that many times. You've got to do something about it.
It's something that I've been wanting to ask a person who does equanimity better than most of us, perhaps.
Well, maybe.
is this question of the time that we're living in, particularly in relation to environmental destruction.
Yes.
It seems to me that having equanimity toward that is really the wrong response.
Well, I think maybe then there's a different view to equanimity, a different view about it. Equanimity, in this sense, the way I'm talking about it, would be in relation to seeing that friends and enemies and strangers are all the same. We're all suffering. We're all in the same boat. We're all crazy. We're all harming each other and being harmed. And to have some kind of understanding of this gives you a big, big heart and some courage to want to be useful to people, and therefore to help the tough ones by using tough methods and help the painful ones by using gentle methods. That's the equanimity that I think is good, not just equanimity meaning like flatlining emotionally. That's totally boring. But there's no
way. And not very effective.
No, not effective. It's absurd. In fact, it's a wrong understanding.
Yeah.
So the real one is to be having some stability internally, but seeing the suffering out there and being the one who says, if it's not my job to do it, whose is it? That's the bodhisattva one. If I don't do it, who will? That's the, Buddha says we need two wings. A bird needs two wings, wisdom and compassion. And the political action is the compassion wing, but it's based on wisdom, based on knowing what and how, and based on patience and courage and never giving up. So we need action, no question.
You are a teacher in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, which is the same as the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Right. When you're in Dharamsala, whom are you teaching? Is it mostly
foreigners,
Westerners?
Yeah, mostly Westerners. 56. Again, when people are on the road, you're more rather than being in your own place. So we have 10-day courses. 100 people turn up. 50 people turn up from all the world. A lot of Israelis. Israelis love Buddhism.
Is that right?
I go every year to Israel. Yeah, they love Buddhism. Very interesting.
Let it have an effect on every nation and human being that you teach.
Exactly.
Once again, Venerable Ravina Curtin is teaching a course called Real Independence, Breaking Free of the Ego. For more information, you can call the Thubten Norbu Ling Buddhist Center. The number is 660-7056. You can also go to TNLSF, that stands for Thubten Norbu Ling Santa Fe, .org, TNLSF.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Mary Charlotte, thank you. You're doing an amazing job, as usual.
I'm sorry we didn't start on time.
That's okay.
I feel terrible. But
right.
Please come by the next time you are in town. It's nice to have you every couple of years catch up on your life.
And I think you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and Rob DeWalt will be with us. Please stay tuned. And we are here with Rob DeWalt. He is with the Paso Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Speaking of the arts, as we do almost every Friday.
Almost every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. And one of the many gorgeous things that's happening today is my computer is broken, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to read my share of Speaking of the Arts.
Oh, dear.
But you can do yours.
I can do mine.
Ooh, look, maybe it's coming up again.
Well, while you're figuring that out, we have to talk about Santa Fe Opera.
The Santa Fe Opera. Tonight is opening night.
Faust. Tons of events tied to the opera. And you can find out about a lot of those events, if not all of them, in the Paso Tiempo, of course. But it's the season opener is Faust, and that's at 9 p.m. tonight. And there's a wonderful story in the Paso Tiempo, which sports a glossy cover.
What's up with that?
Today, I don't know, we're going out there. We're just doing something different, It's a different season for the opera, and so we're doing something different too. And luckily the opera is not on fire. Did you guys get any rain last night in Santa Fe?
I was at a barbecue and it poured. It just poured. And it was a beautiful thing. Everybody cheered and ran inside.
Wow.
But we extend our love to our brothers and sisters from Coche de Pueblo, who's really gotten a terrible hit from this fire. And I guess Los Alamos is still under evacuation?
Still under evacuation, yeah. Very depressing. There's so many sources to get information about the fire that it sort of clogged my email. I live out in Glorieta, and of course, instead of hanging out and doing fun things over the July 4th weekend, I'll be standing in my front yard with a hose. Which is generally what I do every year because, the neighbors are so kind as to shoot bottle rockets into my yard, regardless of what the weather is like.
Yeah, well, so. I hope that the entire wonderful Santa Fe police force is out on my street preventing the bottle rocket kids who live down the block.
Yes, definitely.
Which not only is the most dangerous thing you could do right now, but it also scares the animals.
It does scare the animals.
Like my little dog.
Yeah, they tend to run away.
Yeah.
Because they get a little bit freaked out and in some cases disoriented. So, yeah, a lot of love for the people and animals at this place in Los Alamos, too. I know a lot of those folks are hanging out in Santa Fe. And, thanks to everybody who's taking people in and donating food to the food depot, among other things, including toothpaste and deodorant and all kinds of the little things that you never think about besides food and water. You can donate them to the food depot over there on Siler Lane. Go to their website and you can find out more. There's tons of ways that you can help, but everyone's got to eat.
Yep.
So, well, okay, so we have a huge Santa Fe opera package today in the Paso Tiempo. Faust, La Boheme, all kinds of wonderful things happening this week with the opera. We've got the, let's see. Oh, there's the Opera Insider Day on, what is it, Saturday? The Guilds of the Santa Fe Opera offering refreshments and entertainment on the theater patio, followed by a backstage tour at 8:30 in the morning. And that's Saturdays through August. So mark your calendar. One of those Saturdays, head out there. This is free of charge, by the way.
Excellent.
So this is a great chance to see kind of the inner workings of the Santa Fe Opera, either before or after a performance, because nobody really wants you to do it during a performance. That would be wrong.
You know, it costs a lot of money. The budget of the Santa Fe Opera is high because opera productions are just by the nature of their incredibly elaborate multi-art nature, just expensive to put on. And I think the opera does a great job of making it accessible as much as they possibly can. I mean, a regular, you know, front section ticket price for La Boheme is really high, but
yeah,
you can go standing room, and
yeah,
you can go to family night, and if you're youth, you can go to youth night.
Yeah.
Your parents can probably go, too, because they have to drive you.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So there's all sorts of things. So hats off to the Santa Fe Opera.
Hats off to the Santa Fe Opera. You can check out all of the events in Paso Tiempo. And, of course, we've got massive coverage of the Santa Fe Opera this year with our writer, James Keller, who's doing a wonderful job.
He's great.
Doing a wonderful job. Tons of art openings, by the way.
Hit us.
I mean, it definitely feels like summer now when the entire first page of the calendar in Paso Tiempo is nothing but art openings. I should mention first off that it is July 1st, which is my brother's birthday, so I have to wish Scott a happy birthday wherever you are. I hope you're not spending the day at the DMV or anything like that, but if you are, you're a year older there, so haha.
Well, if you are, they'll look at your license and know it's your birthday.
That's right. Maybe they'll give you a break. but probably not. Let's see. We've got Andrew Smith Gallery. There's an opening tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Exquisite Collaborations, Concerto de Camera, photographs by Jeff Louvier and Vanessa Brown. There's a great story by Casey Sanchez, I believe, in today's Paso Tiempo on page 56. Wonderful opening at Shiprock Santa Fe today, Both Man and Bird and Beast, mixed media sculpture by Patrick Mahaffey. There's a reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. That's up through July. 10% of the proceeds from sales during the run of the show benefits the Wildlife Center of Espanola.
Nice.
So there's not a story this week, but there's a story running about the exhibit next week. And Patrick is a wonderful guy and took some time out of his crazy schedule. He's working on a film here in town doing production design. And he took some time out to talk to us. So that's awesome. Legends of Santa Fe tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. Unfinished Business and Other Works by Nicona Burgess. Santeros by Nicholas Herrera. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's through July.
And at the Heidi Lowen at Evoke Contemporary at 130 Lincoln Avenue, Decadence. It's an invitational exhibition curated by John O'Hearn. I got this from Heidi. I guess there's a bunch of other people in it as well. Evoke Contemporary, 130 Lincoln.
Really?
She has a wonderful porcelain gallery.
Yes.
And
over there on Johnson Street.
On Johnson Street, and so we always read her.
Yeah.
Announcements.
And
but yeah. She's at this other show.
But there is a show at the Porcelain Gallery.
Ah.
That's opening tonight over the reception from 5:30 to 7:30 with the unfortunate name of Fireworks. But regardless, it's New Smoke Vessels and Other Work by Heidi Lowen, and there's Glazed and Gold Leaf Bowls by Sarah Catherine.
Oh yeah, that's right. I have that email too.
Yeah, and that's up through July 29th. So you can go check that out. Gosh, what else? Downtown Subscription, The Man Trap Project by Robert Pat Harris. And that's paintings. That's up through July.
The Man Trap Project?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what that is. But 10% of the proceeds of sales from the show benefit the Big Man Trap Lake Loon Nesting and Invasive Species Programs. Lots of wildlife fundraising going on in Santa Fe.
That explains it.
Yeah. Man Trap.
I was worried, but now
I know.
I'm not.
I was like, I thought I saw that movie, but that's a different story. What else?
We've got Robert Knott were here, he would tell us what it was about.
He probably saw the Lady Trap movie.
All right.
I got the sequel. So, Monroe Gallery of Photography, History's Big Picture, photojournalistic archives are on display. There was a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's up through September 25th. All in all, there's tons of great openings to enjoy this weekend. Gallery Zuger has new watercolors by Michael Atkinson. There's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. Tonight. and that's up through July. Anyway, tons of it. You know, there's the sad news. The they got to announce that Corazon nightclub is closed.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they celebrated their last hurrah on Saturday, and
oh no, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Where are we supposed to go?
Well, there's other places to go. I mean, my hope is that other people sort of follow that club's lead and sort of do different things and invite different kinds of music in instead of sticking to the sort of same weekly schedule week after week, which
right.
is fine. To have a lot of people scheduled that they normally play because people are creatures of habit and they like to go to restaurants and bars and hear the same folks.
Yeah, if you're a polka dancer, know that Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm expecting El Farol to start booking heavy metal bands. That would be cool, but I don't think it's going to happen. But
there might be a kind of line out the door.
Yeah, there's other venues in town where people could sort of pick up the slack.
Is that space going to, do we know what the fate of it will be?
We don't know the fate of that space yet. You can read a little bit about what happened in my Soundwaves column today.
Okay.
But you can also read about the show that's happening at the Do Return over there at the Center for Contemporary Arts tonight at 7 p.m. Denver duo Hideous Men is going to be performing along with great video work by Milton Melvin Croissant III, who's a wonderful Denver artist. And this is part of sort of the Do Return's ongoing sort of performance schedule. The Do Return has been extended through sort of the end of August, August 21st or something like that.
And for those who don't know what the Do Return is, it is Meow Wolf's gigantic, ginormous installation of a boat which you can walk on and in and around and all sorts of things surrounding this giant boat called the Do Return, which is a kind of a sci-fi storied object.
Right.
And they're doing all sorts of performances in there, and it's super cool.
It's a trans-dimensional ship. And actually, we came up with a name for it when I went and took the God Kids. We were at dinner, and we decided to call it the Good Ship Holy Crap. Because it's just so amazing that, I'm still in awe. I still have to go back.
And I have to go back, too. At the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, on Old Pecos Trail.
Yeah, if you've been to the Cinematheque, you know where the Munoz Waxman Gallery is because they're sort of stapled to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
They're
not stapled. Oh, how about the new opening of the Cinematheque?
Yes.
They have made the inside of that theater at the CCA super fragile, fabulous.
Super,
wonderful.
Let's see, I think on the 30th they had a sort of screening, and they had a free screening and sort of a celebration, and let's see, what kind of stuff did they do to it? They did all kinds of stuff to it. Let's see. New sound, new digital projection, and a fresh interior designed by art director, production designer Rosaria Provenza.
Who's fabulous.
Who also has production design credits for the wonderful Let Me In, which was shot up in the Los Alamos area, I believe. And Soul Surfer and the Tao of Steve.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Just saw Duncan last night, who made the Tao of Steve, and told him that I'd been talking about his movie, and he said, don't lie to me.
Don't lie to
but
me.
But it was true. We'd been talking about his movie. It's a terrific movie.
My partner's mother did accounting for that film. I spent a lot of time.
So everybody worked on that.
Everybody.
So another thing, this isn't the art, Santa Fe Soul Foundation Wellness Pods, free holistic health and wellness workshops, including family, child health, yoga, PTSD, stress reduction, all kinds of things. Five different workshops being held through the summer months, and the first one is July 6th. What is that? Is that Thursday?
July 6th is a Thursday.
Next week.
No, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Whatever, okay. And they're being held at various venues throughout town. For more information, go to santafesoulfoundation.org or call 438-9090.
Sweet. The International Folk Art Market, I believe the 8th International Folk Art Market is next week. But this Thursday on the 7th, they're having a celebration and concert at the Rail Yard Park on Thursday, July 7th, and festivities begin at 7 o'clock. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Peace Corps, and so they're sort of gathering together, and they're going to have this huge sort of fete in the rail yard. They're going to have international food booths. There's going to be a procession of market artists at 6:40 p.m. The West African High Life Band is going to perform with the Omani Dance Ensemble.
Yes.
It's going to be great. Of course, this is free. And, you know, you can, there's, if you go to Folk Art, www.folkartmarket, you can find out more info on that. But that's going to be a fun event. And that's leading up, of course, to all the huge events that are happening here on the
Now, the Salsa Rueda Festival is this weekend. And tonight at the Lodge, there will be an event, basically a Timba band who I haven't heard yet called Enjoy is going to be playing at the Lodge, and so that's a huge event. And then tomorrow and Sunday it's the Salsa Rueda Festival, and you can go to all kinds of classes and workshops, not just Rueda, but salsa and even workout classes and spinning classes and all kinds of things. So it actually goes through the 4th of July. For more information, you can go to Santa Rueda, R-U-E-D-A, santarueda.com. Mm-hmm. You can call 426-7471, and the fabulous Carlos Mora is organizing the whole thing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Santa Fe Bandstand starts on Tuesday, July 5th. This whole series is, I think it runs through, I think, like August 18th. I mean, bands galore. On July 5th, we've got the Clan Tinkers going to be performing, and New Orleans band The Iguanas are going to be there. And that's at 6 p.m. on the Plaza. On Wednesday at noon, we have, there's Los Niños de Santa Fe, Nosotros. On Thursday at 6, there's Curry, Springer, and Prim, and then the Wise Guys. If you go to, I believe, the Santa Fe Bandstand, or santafebandstand.org, you can catch a schedule, and I think you can even download one to leave in your car, put in your pocket or whatever. And of course you could always pick up the Pasa Tiempo, because we'll be covering them in the calendar at least. Gustav Bauman, there's an exhibit of his prints that's opening tonight at the New Mexico Museum of Art over there West Palace Avenue, and there's a reception tonight at 5 p.m. And the exhibit is up through December.
And there's lots of good stuff going on there. You can catch Earth Now and all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. But these prints are, I mean, they're amazing. This one's kind of haunting. I'm showing a picture of it. You probably can't see it at home.
You can't see it on the microphone, right.
Or in your car.
But it's what we call handsome.
Yeah, it's very handsome.
Handsome prints.
They're very colorful. I mean, they're awesome. I'm going to go see this exhibit today, because I'll probably be at work all day.
I have to add one more thing to the Salsa Rueda Festival. Yeah. Havana Son is playing at Oddfellows Hall on Sunday night at 8:30. So that's just another, if you like traditional son music, you should definitely check it out. Go over there.
Sweet. Oh, the CCA Cinematheque, speaking of, is screening a wonderful documentary called Buck. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yes.
This is a wonderful film.
Yeah, I am actually, it's going to be there for a while. I just saw it, and I'm going to be interviewing the filmmaker one of these days. I don't have a time yet, but it is an absolutely fantastic film about a horse trainer who himself was a terribly abused child, and you can't even say he breaks horses, because he doesn't break them. He starts them, and he trains them. He's one of the greatest horse trainers ever, with the most gentle, loving, firm. He's sort of like, he must have been a good daddy, too, kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And it's at the CCA, and we'll be talking about it on this show, but definitely check it out.
And there's a review in Pasa Tiempo today also.
Rob DeWalt, sorry we started a little late. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It gave me some time to drink some coffee and wake up. So.
Which we hope you all do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 4th of July, do not do your own fireworks.
Yeah.
Let these words ring in your ear.
Yeah.
Do not. I repeat, do not. Even if it rains, do not do your own fireworks. Otherwise, have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Absolutely, everyone. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, happy Independence Day. And we will be talking on Monday morning with Kirk Ellis. He's the guy who wrote the John Adams series for HBO. We'll be talking about the Declaration of Independence at length and in some detail. Should be very interesting.
Are you going to be talking about the Founding Fathers that abolished slavery?
What?
Nothing.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful and happy 4th of July. This is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte, streaming on the web at ksfr.org. It's so nice to be back on the air. My podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org. Have a good one, and we'll see you on Monday morning. Adios.
Adios.